Draft rumors are swirling. There's a ton to get to regarding the Thunder, regarding the NBA draft, and regarding Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. This is where we're at. We'll see what happens. Buckle up. Let's get ready to go. Don't forget to follow Locked On Thunder every single day on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Let's get it going on the Locked On Thunder podcast, on the Locked On Podcast Network, your teams every day. I am your host, Rylan Styles. You can follow me on Twitter at Rylan underscore Styles. It's at R-Y-L-A-N underscore S-T-I-L-E-S. You can follow the show on Twitter at LO Thunderpod. Email the show, LOThunderpod at gmail.com. Call into the show, 405-362-7128. On today's show, we're going to talk to you about the rumors around SGA. James Bouknight had his pre-draft media interview and so much more. Today's show is, of course, brought to you by our good friends over at the Live NBA Draft Show, our first ever in-studio production at the Locked On Podcast Network. So join NBA Draft GOAT Chad Ford, Locked On NBA Draft host Raphael Barlow, and Locked On NBA host John Corrales live this year, covering the NBA Draft live in studio. It's the Locked On NBA Draft 2021, brought to you by Built Bar. Get local expert analysis on each and every pick. I'll be in there for all the Thunder moves, trades, and picks. Follow Locked On NBA on YouTube today and watch our live coverage on July 29th at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. local. So today's show is the only off-the-cuff show I can remember that we've had so far in this over a year that I've had this daily podcast. But there's just so much to get to that it's hard to script everything out. Listen, there's rumors now about a trade regarding SGA. And supposedly they've offered SGA and six to get Cade Cunningham. So the first thing that we have to look at is Shai untouchable, right? What does untouchable mean? As I've said before, on every platform, Shai's untouchable in the sense of what he can be untouchable for. So with Luka's untouchable. Like, there's no price to get Luka. Until Luka tells the Mavericks he wants out of Dallas, there's no price that can match what Luka can give you. There's just no price for him. That's the purest form of the definition of untouchable. But that only applies to the top 1% of the NBA. Shai's untouchable because the asking price is so high that you struggle to find the team that will meet that asking price. So that's where Shai is thought to be untouchable. Not because he can't be traded, not because he won't be traded, but because to get traded, his asking price will be so high that I'm not sure other teams would reach that asking price. And so there's stories coming out now from Jake Fisher of Bleacher Report. And he says that, quote, any interest in Shai from NBA teams, it's going to take a effing lot to get him, says one NBA executive. So, yeah, that's like what we're talking about here. It's going to take an effing lot to get Shai. Who's going to pay that premium price? And not only pay that premium price, by the way, an effing lot. Like, whatever you define that as. I think we all have an idea of what an effing lot means. But also, immediately give Shai a contract extension, a max extension. I think that the max is no problem. Like, the max is no problem whatsoever. The problem is, whoever trades for Shai will be in the same predicament the Thunder are right now. So we'll talk about that predicament coming up with the one that I've laid out here multiple times over and over and over again. Now, the story says that Oklahoma City did offer Shai and pick six for Cade Cunningham, in that Detroit wants a future pick, a proven star, and a pick this year for Cade, and for the top pick for Cade Cunningham. Look, I don't know that I consider that an effing lot. Like, so either the executive is overvaluing how much it takes to get Shai, if it's just one prospect that we're not really sure will be better than Shai, or the source is lying about it's been considered Shea and six for the top pick and just kind of making an assumption there. Either way, that to me does not scream like an effing lot. The way that this makes sense, though, and why this is the rare, and I tweeted this out last night, that package to Thunder fans is, like, terrible, right? Like, you're in love with Shea, and you're giving up the pick to get Cade, who is scary. As much as you love Cade, I love Cade. I think he's the perfect prospect. I think that there's no prospect that's been better than Cade, and nobody that's been closer to being perfect than Cade is. The turnovers are really going to subside in the NBA. As much as I love Cade, giving up pick six, and as well as Shea, who's already that proven player, a player that we're not sure, guaranteed 100%, that Cade will reach that plateau, that is not a great package. However, it's also not a great package for Detroit. So, like, it's the rare lose-lose, because with Detroit, trade them Shea and six. Let's just act like this deal's done. They get Shea, they get pick six, the Thunder get Cade Cunningham. Well, Detroit's in the exact same spot the Thunder are right now. Sure, they're in the East. It's a lot easier in the East. But they have Shea, Book Knight, or Kuminga, whoever they draft. And then Jeremy Grant, and Isaiah Stewart, and Killian Haynes. And, like, what is that? Like, what is that team? It's a fun team. Like, I would watch that team on League Pass. But how much winning will be done there? They were fun last year. They had three or four our rookie guys. But how much winning gets done there? And in the meantime, now again, the payment of Shea is not the problem. Giving him the money is not the problem. But the problem is for these teams like Detroit and Oklahoma City right now, the timeline of controllable years. I've said that a ton. Controllable years is the timeline, not his age. I don't care about his age or the money you give him. He's worth the money and he's a young age. But how many years of guaranteed control over Shea do you have? You've got this year and five more years. So Detroit would be where the Thunder are at right now, but they wouldn't have the treasure trove of draft picks. They wouldn't have the bajillion draft picks to build around Shea and Kuminga and Jeremy Grant. So it doesn't make sense for them. And for the Thunder, you're risking a whole lot losing both Book Knight and Shea for a guy who I think can be Shea. And I love Cunningham. I think he can be Shea. But how much past Shea can he go? And to have him come into this organization and have to not only live up to Shea, but live up to James Book Knight as well, or Kuminga as well, combined, like get more value than those two players give to Detroit and get better than Shea, that's a ton of expectation and a ton of pressure to put on somebody unfairly. So to me, that package does not make sense for either team, like for the Pistons or for the Thunder. And if it's true that they offered Shea in six, then if the asking price from Detroit is Shea six and a future first, why not give them a future first? Why would the Thunder just stop? Why would the Thunder just not do it? Because at that point, to offer that on the table, Sam Presti has to believe, okay, we're getting the better player who has more years of control. And again, it's going to be a better player than Shea. That's what we're getting. So then why would you stop at Shea and six and not just go Shea 6-16 or Shea six future pick? If you believe, which you have to make this trade, that Cade's better and you have more years of control over Cade to build this roster out, why would they stop? Why would they not go that one extra step? It just, none of it makes sense at all. I just really struggle to see how this trade gets done specifically. And also just, what's the asking price at the end of the day? Because again, we've been consistent all along in saying Shea's untouchable, but there's an asking price. Because everyone should understand and be able to comprehend that Shea's not literally untouchable. He's not the top 1%. There is a price for him to pay, to get him. Who's going to pay that price, though? That's been widely understood by anyone who understands basketball. Like, it's reporting that's not breaking any news here. I'm not a reporter. I'm not breaking news to you. It is what it is. Like, it's just common sense. So to act like common sense is some proprietary information would be insane. And immediately on the live draft show, on the live draft lottery show, I said on there to Sean Woodley of Locked On Raptors, yeah, the Thunder have to consider Shea's future because now your timeline's out of whack because you only have five more years of controllable Shea years. You're going to tank this year, so that takes away one. And then you have five more years after that. And you hope to get lottery luck next year, and you hope to put a team around Shea within that time period that you have him under control where he can't leave and can't go anywhere else. Whereas if you trade him this year for a high draft pick, then you restart that clock. You've got 9 years left of that hopeful superstar who hopefully reaches the heights that Shea reaches. I said that the very moment we found out that the Thunder had no lottery luck. I said that before we found out the Thunder had no lottery luck. It's not brain surgery. It's not rocket science. I'm not breaking news here. I'm not a reporter. But it's just common sense. They love Shea. They're going to pay Shea. They're going to sign him to the max extension. They talked about, Sam Presti talked about in his next interview how excited he was to do that. But of course, for anyone but Luka, there's a price. Finding the person who matches that price is going to be the part where the Thunder have to work a bit. Coming up, though, we'll talk about a possible swap with the Raptors at 4. Also talk about James Bouknight's interview with the media and much more. But first, I want to say right now, about our good friends over at rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family-owned business serving auto parts online for 20 years. That's right, 20 years ago. You could have been going to rockauto.com and finding all the parts your car would ever need. You can save so much money at rockauto.com because they do not upcharge you. Most stores or dealerships will upcharge you for being a do-it-yourselfer, but they will not do it at rockauto.com. They have you covered. They have all the makes and models. My favorite part is the fact that their website is so easy to navigate. Their website is incredible because guess what, folks? You don't have to know a single thing about cars. Not a single one. All you have to do, is putting your make, your model, your year into their database, and they're only going to show you car parts that are compatible with your vehicle. That way, you're not wasting time, effort, money on parts you cannot use, parts you cannot need. So go to rockauto.com for their amazing selection. Reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. We are back on the Locked On Thunder podcast, on the Locked On Podcast Network, your teams every day. So getting back to the Shea conversation, again, there's all the receipts out there. I've said it over and over again that this could happen, but he is untouchable because of the asking price. One kind of detail that someone brings up on Twitter, let me give you a shout out real quick whenever I pull this up, but what if Shea's the one who wants out? Because we've seen this before with Paul George, where Paul George wants out, Kawhi wants Paul George to go to L.A., Russ wants out, because Paul George left, and the Thunder never let it leak that those players demanded a trade because it would have ruined their leverage. And this comes from at Ayusaba 7, A-Y-U-S-H-B-A 7. That's his username on Twitter. To me, if that was the case, which we have no indication or no lead to believe that Shea wants out of Oklahoma City, but it's obviously not impossible. If that was the case, I think that the Thunder at that point would put the full court press on the Pistons, where they just offer Shea a future first, the sixth overall pick, and an additional future first to get Cade Cunningham, and then just hope and pray that Cade Cunningham is better than SGA. Because the second that SGA would have made this hypothetical request public, then to me, that would ruin the Thunder's leverage with SGA. So like, if they knew that this was happening and they wanted to keep it under wraps, as they did with Detroit, as they did with, LA and with Houston, I think that you're not going to get that much better value than Cade Cunningham if you have a guy who is disgruntled and wants out. But anything's possible. It's the NBA. Like, anything is possible. But again, I think that the trade stuff, it's all just common sense. Like, it's all just common sense. Of course, Shea is not untouchable in the sense of he has no price, but who's going to match that price? Who's going to do it? As for the swapping of picks, there's a couple other rumors out there that don't involve Shea. Swapping the sixth overall pick for the fourth overall pick. I don't know that the Thunder would do that. I hope it would not be for Scottie Barnes. You know that I'm not high on Scottie Barnes. I think that with the Thunder, once you get down to 4, you just kind of let it happen. Whatever happens, happens, unless they love Jalen Suggs. And we'll talk to Jalen Suggs here in a little bit for the media interviews. We'll see if they've talked to Jalen Suggs at all. But unless they love Jalen Suggs, I wouldn't do it. He's the only player in that top 4 that I trade up for. I would not trade up for Scottie Barnes. I would not trade up for any player not named Jalen Suggs. I just kind of let things fall the way that they fall. I don't think that Shea would have to be involved in this package to get up to 4, because you should, again, it goes back to what I've said about the lottery. You should be able to deliver the Raptors who they want. Like, if they're going to target Scottie Barnes or Kuminga, one of them will be there at 6. So you give them 6 to get one of those guys, and then you also give them a first-round pick in the future, and then you get Jalen Suggs or whoever you're going to trade up for. That kind of swap makes more sense for the Thunder because, it just makes sense in general. It goes back to the Luka thing. Luka and Trae Young, each organization wanted their player, but they both knew it was too low to get them or too high to get them, and they swapped. And then the Mavs gave up an additional asset in Cam Reddish to get the guy that they targeted since he was 16 years old, Luka Doncic. So, I mean, like, that, the Raptors thing makes a lot of sense, but again, I think that ultimately it'll be really hard to trade into the top, you know, five, top four. We'll see what happens on draft night. Again, with Shea, it's status quo right now. I mean, it's just, we'll see what happens. We'll see if someone meets their asking price. And the reason to trade Shea is about the timeline of controllable years, not his age. So, the Thunder also announced that fans will be back in the arena this year, as we all kind of knew, because they were advertising season tickets all year long during last year's telecasts. And yeah, the fans will be back in the arena this year. And also, the arena will now be called Paycom Center. That was also the rumored name that we heard for a few weeks now. But it's all now official. Fans are back. You can call it the Paycom Center now because, of course, the naming rights deal with Chesapeake Energy Arena has ended. And they've already taken the sign off. And it's going to look really cool. I mean, again, it doesn't really matter. It's one of those things that, like, it's only a nerdy thing that people notice. But, like, it does look really cool. The renderings of what the sign will look like and the color scheme on top of that, on top of the dome, it does look really cool. The blue and the green and the kind of like the brightness of the colors, they look awesome. So hopefully it looks like the pictures of the renderings do, and they can actually get that up there really, really well. I like it. Paycom Center, going back to the center verbiage and not arena. We used to be, of course, the Ford Center, going back to that center verbiage. We're going to call it the PCC, the Paycom Compound, whatever we're going to call it, the Pay Palace. It doesn't matter. Whatever matters is that the Thunder play there in downtown Oklahoma City. So today we'll talk to Jalen Suggs, we'll talk to Zaire Williams, we'll talk to Jalen Green in the NBA media availabilities. But yesterday we spoke with James Bouknight, who had some fascinating things to say about the Oklahoma City Thunder. First of all, he confirmed, remember the report from Cohn on Twitter, and remember the report of, like, the, I heard from a worker at a restaurant that he saw Sam Presti and James Bouknight and Mark having dinner. That was confirmed by James Bouknight about his dinner with Sam Presti and his workout, of course, with the Thunder. He says that they were great people, and he was very impressed with the Thunder. And also, whenever I asked him how it went with the Thunder and, like, how his contact went with the Thunder, he talked about how SGA, pairing with himself, James Bouknight, would be deadly. And I agree. I think that they complement each other very well. I think that they are two players who play off of each other very well. And then he mentions how young they are. Like, they're so young that this can be a special, special time for the Thunder. He mentions wanting to be an elite defender, which is interesting because his synergy grade is good on defense. And so when you factor in his good synergy grade defensively, and also factor in that Mark has been phenomenal at coaching up defense and getting these guys to play better defense, it's an unobtainable goal. It's actually very obtainable for James Bouknight. It's about effort and about just kind of learning more technique that Mark can teach Bouknight. And then he becomes this kind of awesome two-way player. Like, the upside and the appeal for James Bouknight is there. Like, it's there and it's real. And the hope that he can be a two-way player is real. It's not something that's in kind of fantasy land, because you're going to hear all these players talk about how they want to be great on both ends of the floor, because that's what you have to say right now. You're trying to sell yourself. You're still selling yourself. I expect Jalen Green to talk about how defensively he'll be a great defender coming up, you know, in a few hours. But with James Bouknight, it's real. Like, he can do it. It's a matter of effort and a matter of Mark, of course, continuing his awesome defensive coaching abilities. We also heard from Keon Johnson yesterday, and he had some very interesting things to say about the Oklahoma City Thunder, about his workout and visit with the Thunder. We'll talk about all of that and more coming up on the Locked On Thunder podcast, talking about Keon Johnson, a little more on James Bouknight, and wrapping up talking about trying to acquire Cade Cunningham. So let's talk about our good friends right now over at betonline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and the easiest way to bet on all of your sport action. Listen, folks, baseball season's in full swing right now. You can bet on all baseball action right now. You can also bet, though, on the MLB, NBA, NHL, UFC, MMA action, future bets for the NBA. You can bet on the champion next year. You can bet on the MVP next year. You can bet on over-under totals for win totals next year. You can even bet on player movement totals for next year. Will Kawhi be in LA? Will Ben Simmons be in Philly? Where will guys get drafted? You can bet over-under on their draft slot. Will Cade go over-under pick one? It's kind of like a dead giveaway lock right now. You can bet on all that great stuff over at betonline.ag. And football is right around the corner. Bet on over-unders in football as well. So before next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Folks, listen. You will not want to send those lines anymore. This is your chance right now to get into the game as teams prep for their playoff runs. Head over to the website right now and even use your mobile device. And then also make sure that you use our code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. A 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit at BetOnline.ag. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. We are back on the Locked On Thunder podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your teams every day. I am your host, Rylan Styles. You can follow me on Twitter at Rylan underscore Styles. It's at R-Y-L-A-N underscore S-T-I-L-A-S. You can follow the show on Twitter at L-O ThunderPod. And on Twitter, I want you to tell me right now, how would you feel if the Thunder trade Shea? Let's just say they trade Shea, pick six for Cade. Let's say that somehow in the final hour, Detroit says, you know what? We don't love Cade. We don't have a better offer than this. I'm Troy Weaver. I know what Shea can do. I know all about Shea, everything about Shea I know. I'm comfortable making the trade for this player who I have the most amount of information on. There's no player in the NBA that is going to be able to be acquired by Troy Weaver that he has more info on than Shea. So with him betting on Shea being great, he understands how great Shea can be. I'm going to make this trade, Shea six, I'll give you Cade. If that were to happen, what happens to you, the fan? Because I'm very interested in what that feels like. And I can see this specific package going a lot of different ways. Number one, the most prevalent one, because this kind of affects everybody even outside of Oklahoma that loves the Thunder. The most prevalent feeling it could bring is what Jerry Seinfeld always says, that we're rooting for laundry, right? Like, we're just rooting for laundry. These are just jerseys. Whoever fills the jerseys doesn't matter. It's just whatever it says on the jersey, that's what we're rooting for. Why are we not rooting for their jersey? Well, we don't like the colors very much. Like, we're rooting for our colors and our laundry. We're not rooting for, like, the actual people inside of them. It'll feel a lot like that if, yet again, you give up a guy who now you've kind of grown attached to off the court, on the court, and is a very good player for an unknown quantity in Cade Cunningham, who could be Luka Doncic good and also could not be good as Shea. There's a lot of different variables. Like, it's kind of like whenever you get the mystery box. Like, it could be a boat, but it also could be a pen. And you trade in a boat to get the pen. It's just, there's a lot of feelings about trading Shea that I want to hear from, and there's a lot of point of views. The other point of view would be, hey, you know what? I think Cade's going to be better than Shea. I think it's going to be much better than Shea. So make this deal now. It sucks now. You'll tank next year. You'll get a high draft pick. You'll draft Chet or whoever you want as the top prospect next year. Then you have Cade, Dort, Chet, Poku. You have all these different pieces. And in the long run, it benefits the Thunder more. And then there's people who say, you know what? I'd rather root for Cade Cunningham. He went to Stillwater. He went to Oklahoma State. He values Oklahoma in some capacity, at least to spend a whole year in a pandemic in Stillwater. He values some Oklahoma in some capacity. Maybe he's a better bet to re-sign than a guy like Shea, who is flashy and loves off-the-court stuff and maybe wants to be in L.A. or wants to be in Toronto or wants to be somewhere else. And then there's the basketball sense of, you know, Shea only has five more years of control. You know, this year of a tanking season, which doesn't really count. You're probably going to tank again next year. That'll leave you three more years of control. It's not, there's no right or wrong answer, I think, in this scenario. There's just a lot of opinions. And as always with sources and rumors and everything else, every piece of information that we get in the media comes from somebody. And since it comes from a person, every person has biases. Or biases, whichever is the plural form of bias. Everyone has their own biases. Or biases. There's an agenda when they tell you something. They don't just give you the stuff for free, right? Like, they have a goal in mind when they tell you something. Now, do you know what that goal is? Likely not on the surface. What was the point of somebody in Cleveland telling me that the Thunder were in on Kevin Porter Jr. and then he goes to Houston? What was the point of that? Up for you to decide. It's just, there's always an angle when these things come out. There's always an advantage that they feel like they're getting an advantage by telling you something. So take all this information with a grain of salt And also try to think to yourself, who's leaking this? Who's saying this information? Why would the Thunder say that they're trying to trade Shea and kind of risk, you know, dividing that relationship? Why would Detroit say that they had a package on the table for Shea and pick six? A pretty good package, by the way. Why does Detroit keep saying, hey, we're not in love with Cade? He didn't blow us away in the workout. We like Mobley, we like Green. Like, why do they keep dancing around Cade? Why are these things happening? At the end of the day, sit back. We'll wait or react together at Locked On Thunder. We're going to react because I'm not a reporter. Follow on Twitter at Ryland_Styles, at RYLAN_STILES. Follow the show on Twitter, LO Thunderpod. Email the show if you don't have Twitter, LO Thunderpod@gmail.com. Be good and be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow on Locked On Thunder.